Recording.
Cool. All right, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy?
Here.
Buffo?
Here.
Perry?
Here.
Ping?
Here.
Robbins?
Here.
Stuber?
Here.
All right, join us at the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We welcome you to remain standing if you choose while we pray. Lord, we thank you for this country you have given us. We thank you, Father, that in your word you laid out the governing structure that this country should follow. And Lord, that goes all the way down to us in the village level. So Father, we thank you for your wisdom in how to govern, your wisdom in how not to govern. We thank you, Father, for your wisdom to hear the hearts of our people and to make the best decisions that benefit the whole community. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
What are we doing here?
All right, we have any public comments?
No.
Nope. All right, Matt, you want to come up and talk to us?
Yes, sir.
Agenda for tonight. I just kind of want to give some updates on a couple things. We had Mayfield Hubs, they were here, removed 3 trees from the quilt we had. So we should, if that's not in the bills for tonight, that will be coming up. Also, White Roofing was here today. They installed the tile on the sidewalk out here to get the water away from the foundation. So again, that bill will be coming in within probably the next 2-3 weeks. We finished installing outside meters in Route 2 last week. The only route of outside meters we have left is Route 4. So we're going to be working on those for the rest of this week while the weather's good. Jared has sent a message to Rob and I over the weekend asking about there's a $1,500.
Yeah, the master meter quote or
bill. And I asked our old salesperson about that, and she was saying that was just for if we have any tech support or any updates on our software. And I don't know that we've had updates on our software for a long time. So tech support, usually I just call the salesperson. I get just as good a results from them as I do anything else. So, and then later this week, I'm supposed to meet with Tracy from Donahue and Randy Grace at the East of Walnut lift station site, just to kind of go over if the park district's going to have any questions or concerns about the location of that lift station. We'll discuss that at the next meeting. If they have anything that they like or do not like. So, and that's pretty much all. Any questions for me?
I do. How does a person know if they're on Route 1, 2, 3, or 4?
It's Bill.
Yeah, it's on the routing, the customer number on the billing.
So what should they look for on their bill?
It's the first 3 digits of the bill. If it's 001, they're in Route 1. 002, they're in Route 2. They only have 7 routes, so just...
1 through 7?
Yep.
Okay. So the first 3 numbers on their bill tell them what their route is.
Yep.
And you have completed all of routes?
We've got 1, 2, 3, and 5, all of the outside meters that we can do. We still have some that either the car's parked on, there's some that we can't get the shutoffs turned off on. So we've got the majority of the ones outside. there's just a handful in those areas. There's still lots of inside meters to do, but that's, we're pushing that off until weather gets bad and we can schedule those anytime.
Right. So okay.
We're trying to schedule, if somebody stops working, we're trying to get door hangers on there if they're inside, get those changed out as quick as we can so we don't have problems with, hey, I haven't been here for 3 months. We just had that issue today. Why is my bill so high? Well, we couldn't read your water meter, so we're estimating it. We thought you were, so.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other questions for Matt? He's going to split. Anything else for us? Thank you, sir.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Mark, you want to do this ordinance real quick?
Sure.
Thank
so you,
you
have the tax levy ordinance from last month on your computers, which represents a 1.9% increase over the prior year, which is our inflation rate. And we're capped. And the two things that cap us, first is most funds are capped by an inflation rate cap. And then the other is that if you cannot increase tax bill by more than 5% a year without doing a special publication and a special hearing so that the public gets put on notice that you were going to do such a thing. That said, you could increase a couple of line items that are not capped. Primarily would be ESDA and would be your auditing. So I have a second version, if you are so inclined, which I haven't handed out yet, so I'll hand it out now,
no.
Which on its cover, so you can distinguish it, I just put version B on it because I'm so crafty like that. And the only difference between this and what you have are those two line items are each increased by $2,500, which would put you just under the 105% cap. And in pure dollars, this generates an extra $5,000 a year. So it's not particularly huge. So my thought is you could either go with the electronic version you've got, if you want to kind of keep things status quo, or you could go with this version if you wanted to bump it up a little bit. And if you're wanting to do it the easiest way, just flip to the second page. And funds 27 and 46 are the two that are increased by $2,500 a piece.
There are no objections, I can make the motion. Motion to approve ordinance number 2019-0-18, tax levy ordinance for the village of Tolono, Illinois for 2019-2020.
Are you doing the
version B?
Second.
All right, roll call.
Pepo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stumer?
Yes.
Perfect. Is there anything else we need to
cover? Let me give the clerk. Let me give you three copies. How many do you need? This is the makeup box there. Just make sure you're signing the one that has the cover.
Yep.
Perfect.
And if you have anyone, I'll take it with. File.
All right, let's get back on path. Justin? You have two quotes to approve.
Yes, that is basically all that I've got, which is a lot.
I think both of them are in the board packet, plus you laid copies down.
Yeah, I think for the MDCs.
That's for the MDCs, okay. The CDS one is for the computers for the cars, and then the Midwest Public Safety is for the body cam.
Yes. Body cams will be a little bit higher with the price of them coming down to take out the old system and put in the Bluetooth trigger. I think they said it was $175.
How much do you, because we can approve it up to. So what do you think we need to approve it up to cover that?
Well, it'd be better if they could put it in writing on a quote.
I thought we have that in writing somewhere.
I just got the
you just got it
email that he sent me that the last time that it was basically 175 a car. We've got four cars.
But did he say basically, or did he say it would be 175 per car? Because if he said it would be, I would say that's writing enough. But if it's anything less than firm, it'd be easier for everyone and for you to be able to hold them to a firm number.
Yeah, we'll get there, I promise. My installer can take out old and install Bluetooth for $175 per car.
So that would be $9,319.70 for that bid. You said four cars, right?
Yes.
Okay. Be like $700 extra.
And it goes from 8,619 to 8,699.
Do what?
It goes from 8,619 to 8,699. Motion to approve the bid from this Midwest Public Safety LLC in the amount of $8,699.70.
No, it goes up $700.
It goes up $700. It goes in nine.
It goes
$175 per car.
Per car.
Times
four cars.
Is $700. $700 plus $8,619.
You've already got $155 bid on the bid. You only need to add $20 times four. You look at the bottom of the bid, Bluetooth trigger body.
That's for the actual box. Bluetooth trigger. This is an additional
$175.
Yeah.
I just put Bluetooth trigger box.
Yeah, that's to basically take out all the old cameras that are in there and then install the new Bluetooth trigger.
Is the $175.
Yeah.
The triggers,
on top, the $175 is not on the quote.
The triggers cost $155 a piece.
Okay.
I got that after they had already sent the this quote in.
9,319.
Yes, I know.
70.
Okay, so do I have a motion for the 9,319.70?
So We amended it.
Okay, perfect. And I got a second?
I'll second.
Roll call.
Bevo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Then I need a motion for the... Oh, the computers for the cars. What is it? 13,105? 105?
It's right here.
Oh, it's right here. Never mind, you have it.
And I have not heard back from the guy from Emergency Lighting on what it's going to cost to install the new docking stations and the antennas. That's just for two squad cars. I don't have the foggiest idea.
Do we have another person we can go to?
There might be one somewhere, but I don't know. He's the only one that I know of. How about that? I don't know if you...
Shadix?
No, this is Ron.
Oh, Ron.
Emergency Light, yeah.
Over by...
Who we've been going with. But this time
Ron
we... Yeah, right, yeah. I didn't even know his last name, but now that I remember the email.
At least get the computers in, and then...
Well, we would have, hopefully, everything in hand. And then I'm hoping just trying to get a ballpark figure, but I think if we have everything in hand, make an appointment, I wouldn't think that it would be a terribly long time or too terribly expensive. But
I was gonna say, you shouldn't have to put antennas in because they've already got antennas.
The two old squad cars, they...
Different kind.
Yes, it's
awesome.
The oldest squad cars we have are set up for the dual pass, so they are basically plug and play. The two newer squad cars, the Ford and the truck, only have the single pass, which is just the one antenna. So we have to install... It's one antenna that handles everything from what I understand, but it does like the GPS and everything, and then you'd have to run the coax cables to the MD, to the docking station.
For what they do, all they have is a remote connection back to Premier. They're not doing any heavy duty.
Okay. And then they should have the iWin installed. So hopefully when we get them, after we have this, we just plug them in. If we have a problem with one squad car, we can take the computer out, put it in another one. Everything will be the same platform, at least right now. But then it would make this problem, if we have problems as what we are right now with computers, make it easy to fix.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
So down the road, everything's going dual pass?
That is where it is now.
Okay.
I'm not a overly technological guy, but basically the single pass that we have is old technology. It's outdated. He said we could get those, but they're hard to find, and I think they cost more as far as the computers. Then it sounds like basically then we'll be up to date as far as the way that we should have them set up.
So clarify what I think I just heard you say. The oldest cars have the dual pass system.
Yes.
Our newest vehicles were installed with obsolete technology?
Yes. I don't know if it's obsolete, but it's older.
Less than ideal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Was that technology... Those were brand new vehicles. Was any of the technology put in them taken from cars we got rid of, or was all that stuff put in when we got the cars?
I'm assuming that it is, but I'm not 100% sure.
Other cars, because that's kind of how they've done things.
Okay.
And that's why I'm trying to get everything
yes.
the same, so we don't have this, hopefully to alleviate this problem. And I don't know what the turnaround time is on getting this installed. I think in the past when we've had problems, it's waiting on parts. Mm-hmm. So the vehicle's sitting up there for however long waiting for something to come in. I'm hoping if I have product in hand, it can just be, here you go, get it installed hopefully within a day or two. Get one squad car done, take the other one up. I'm hoping. And I don't think with the amount of wires that have been run through the cars, and if we go with Ron, he's done our squad cars, so he knows how, you know, how they work, and other squad cars obviously too. But I think it's just a couple coax cables, wherever they mount the antenna.
Sure.
Run it through, have it come up in the console, and plug it in, and hopefully be ready to roll.
So this doesn't. This is just for the hardware.
That
does
is,
not
yes.
include.
Yes,
installation.
I haven't heard back from the installation guy to see what that cost is, and I've never been involved in that part, so I haven't the foggiest idea of what that cost.
Okay. Any other questions on it? All right, I just need a motion.
I'll make a motion. To approve the CDS Office Technologies bid for $13,105.
Second.
Roll call.
Bevel?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Anything else?
Nope, that's all I got.
Any questions for Justin? Perfect. Thanks, sir.
All right,
thank you.
All right, all you.
Really, just if you guys have any questions about any of the water or sewer stuff, I know that there's some discussion about getting an evaluation done. It sounds like getting us up with the only American to just kind of...
They don't know about that yet, but...
Oh, okay. Maybe just to do a walkthrough or something, it sounds like. But basically, if you guys have any questions for me, I'm just here for that. Really, if you guys got nothing, we'll get out of here as far as you guys, as far as I'm concerned.
Do you have any questions about like the loan forgiveness or anything like that?
I guess we don't have any questions until he shares information with us.
Cool.
So, anyways, I mean, really, yeah, the loan forgiveness stuff, really, it's all out there based on what you've seen. That's what it is right now. In 6 months, the water is kind of the one that's a big subject to change. Right now, you guys have a huge advantage if you get in on the 60% principal forgiveness on that side. The sewer, I think, will probably stick around that 15% for you guys.
I think kind of my... time frame. I'd like to start making plans in January, start having an idea of where we're going, which is the American Water is going to come through and do an assessment, and then they're going to try to set up meetings to meet with each, if two of you at a time, and kind of answer any of the questions you have. We're not going to do it in an open session because it would be defeat the purpose of a bid type system if we did an open session. So they'll meet with you guys individually or two at a time. And you can ask them all the questions you have about if we sold to them, what the rates would be, you know, bring questions, and they'll show you kind of what they're thinking about, which that's by no means is a final price or anything like that. It's just an idea. And then they'll bring things from like Fisher and different communities that they've done this with, and what they put back in the systems and all that stuff. So I think they're going to come next week just to do a walkthrough, and kind of then they're going to go and crunch numbers, and then they'll come back in contact with us again, and then probably give them your guys' email or however you guys want to be contacted by them. They're not going to be sales calls or anything like that. They're just going to try to set up times, or we can run it all through Rena. Set up time, or Brandy. I say Rena because she just did the Outlook calendar. And then maybe we can start setting up meetings where you guys can meet with them. And then that's, like I said, my time frame is maybe mid-January, actually have a plan. If we're gonna sell, then let's go down that path. If we're going to start developing a 20-year plan for the sewer plant, so we have a brand new sewer plant in 20 years, or whatever it might be, however we do it, that we have the rates in place and all that to pay for it. And then the water is the same boat. I mean, they've pretty much done the work for us, so.
Another thing I would just say is if you do go down that path, just remember everything's negotiable. So things such as, I mean, you could basically say as part of this agreement, when you write it in, if that happens, you can say we want all of these capital improvements done in the next 5 years. And that'll affect the sale price likely, because that means that they have to invest more money up front. But it, you know, you can also say, well, we don't want rates raised for 3 years, or you can say we want to cap the what it can be
based on, I mean, everything's negotiable is one thing I would point out. And from their standpoint, they're going to try to do something, whatever appeases you to make that work. So just everything is on the table. So if you want capital improvements done, or if you say, we don't care what you do, just give us your best dollar figure, they can do that too. All those options are out there.
And that's why they're going to meet with you, so you can actually ask those questions and stuff. And just remember, we could, like you said, everything is negotiable. And it does affect the sales price, but I'd rather have a kick-butt system and not have to deal with it breaking every other day. So that's where we're at on that. Any other questions? I mean, you had to drive all the way down here.
I'm going to the Unity basketball game.
Oh, perfect.
Worked out.
Okay, well, if you have no questions for him, we'll get back on the agenda.
Thanks,
sir.
Thank you.
All right. So, bills. Any questions on the bills? We took the 1 meter bill out. We're not going to pay that $1,500, master meter.
Okay. Has it been taken out?
Brandy said she did. Did you take it out?
I have the invoice on my desk.
Okay. Just don't sign that check. If you do,
I'll just have to avoid it.
Check it out.
Make a motion to pay bills as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Bevo.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Dean.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
And I do know we have a sewer credit in here. Oop, there it goes. We have one sewer credit. $38.57, 402 South 1st Street.
Motion to approve the sewer credit for 402 South 1st Street in the amount of $38.57.
Need a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Bevo.
Yes.
Perry.
Yes.
Payne.
Yes.
Robbins.
Stuber. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, regular session minutes for November 19th.
I'll make a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes from November 19th, 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right. Do the ordinance? Okay. Approve the one-time pay adjustments for the employees. Last year we did 150 full-time, 75 part-time, excluding the snowplow and...
New hires
within this year. Questions? Does that sound reasonable? Okay, I just need a motion.
Who are the new hires we would have with them this year that are still?
I can't think of his name. Matt hired a new guy, Tyler, and then Reno would be a new hire. I think that's it. Oh, and the police officer. Just three, I think.
Hmm.
What?
I don't think I realized it excluded new hires. I wouldn't be against doing a little something there. My eyes shut down. So I'm
do you want to include the new hires?
Sure.
Maybe include them. Anyone that's not been, that was employed prior to the fourth quarter of the year. So,
yeah.
To work more than 3 months. When did we hire him? Adrian was what, June?
So September, August, somewhere around in there.
Yeah.
Came like a little going away present for his deployment. Okay, I'm fine with that. So make, if you want to make that motion. Sounds good.
I'll make a motion to approve one-time pay adjustments of $150 for full-time employees and $75 for part-time employees, to include employees hired before the fourth quarter 2019, but excluding those that just plow snow in contracted employees.
Perfect.
Do I have to say the payroll thing?
No.
Okay.
You have a second?
Good night. Felt like Terrence there for a minute.
Right, Ryan seconded. All right, roll call.
Buffo.
Yes.
Harry.
Yes.
Dean.
Yes.
Robbins.
Yes.
Stuber.
Yes.
All right, is there anything else? Is there any special, I didn't see a special event.
I'll make a motion to approve the 2020 Board of Trustees meeting schedule.
Second.
Go thank you.
There you go. Perfect. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed?
Is there anything going on this town on Saturday?
We got the tree lighting. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Ryan, would you like to talk about the tree lighting on Saturday?
Sure. So Fun Day kind of reached out to a lot of the organizations. We are going to do a tree lighting out here in front of the police station, probably 5:15, 5:30. Earlier in the day, there'll be Santa over at the fire station. We're going to do a little breakfast. Library's going to have a model train display on Friday and Saturday. Friday, they'll have Santa there as well. There'll be a craft vendors over at the CE building here in town, noon to 4-ish. Nativity scene, so at the Methodist Church. Giving Place is going to have an open house. We'll have Gingerbread House display over at Arbor Rose. Santa will be over at Arbor Rose as well. And then afternoon,
everywhere.
We'll have him over at the Village Pet Doctor as well for photos with pets. A lot of the businesses that are doing stuff are real excited for it. Arbor Rose is doing their Christmas party on that day. Village Pet Doctor is doing the same. I believe the Oaks is going to have Santa out there at the trailer park. Rob is going to try to make it back to light the tree on behalf of the village. Thank Ryan for hooking up the power cords.
Did you get hooked up? Awesome.
Really
awesome.
It only comes on with the lights, though, so if the lights don't come on, you'll need a cord.
We'll put something over the photo sensor.
Well, that
it should
takes
be
us
dark.
We have to turn it off during the day.
It should be dark by 5:30, so.
Yeah. Perfect.
We got a lot of interest in it, so hopefully it turns out well and we can continue to do something like this each year.
Cool.
That's great.
Awesome. Thank you for thanks,
yeah,
Terrence.
It's a lot of work for everybody who's involved in that, so thank you very much.
And for those not familiar, those that are new to town, the CE building is next to the Presbyterian Church.
Masonic Lodge is going to do free hot chocolate and cookies during the tree lighting time, so right across the street.
Nice.
Plenty of stuff for everyone.
Yeah. Anything else that I forgot? So I just talked about going and getting the tree on Thursday. So,
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right.
Second.
Anybody opposed? All right. Everybody's in favor.